You're about to listen to our John T. and Rich On Demand podcast. Did you know you can listen to our live show from wherever you are using your iHeartRadio app? Just search for your local station to listen to our live show. Now, here's what happened on John T. and Rich today.
Wake your ass up, fool. John T. and Rich. What's crack-a-lackin'? This is the big boss dog, Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bang, boom, what you gonna do? We're not talking about Ren 1010, we're not talking about Lashley. It's the one and only dog, y'all, the classy, sassy, big Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be, and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
It's John Jay and Rich. Our phone number is 877-937-1047. Our website, johnjayandrich.com. And on our website is where you can nominate a family for Christmas Wish. It's Christmas Wish season, you know. We usually kick off Christmas Wish right after Thanksgiving. So if you know a family that's had a rough year, especially if they have kids and they could use a little extra magic, go to johnjayandrich.com right now and nominate them. You cannot nominate yourself. I know my wife was working on Christmas Wish all weekend. We got furniture. We got all kinds of stuff. We are making some big things happen this year. So, also, if you happen to own like a business and you think you can help us, please reach out to us. You know, call us at 877-937-1047 or text us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. Okay, so Thanksgiving's out of the way. Mm-hmm. Christmas right around the corner.
I'm ready. Ready.
Peyton, you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was fine. My mom actually, like, cooked your traditional Thanksgiving meal, which surprised me. I walked into the house and I was like, what is going on here? Because normally it's just like chill, relaxed day, everybody's feet's kicked up. But no, she was whipping in the kitchen all day. It was really good, but we still had like our chili dogs as usual. So,
do you think your mom was like, you guilted her because you were on the air saying all we've ever had is chili dogs?
Maybe. Very well possible. I know that my brother and sister put us all in a group chat and was like, I want stuffing. So I think that that one dish, she was kind of like, okay, since we're just going to do the one, we're going to do it all. But I mean, if we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner, I wish we would have had greens and we did not have that. So I was super upset. But other than that, it was great.
Your mom's like, dude, I just made an entire Thanksgiving dinner by myself and you're still not okay with it.
Okay, listen, I grated the cheese for the mac and cheese, so I did help.
Okay. That counts.
It does help. Ish. So she didn't do it all by herself, but it was bomb. It was
I
so
saw
good.
This thing that said that today is the last day to eat leftovers.
Yep.
Today.
I have leftovers today.
Yeah. I had a turkey sandwich last night and I was like, this is the benefit of Thanksgiving right here.
It's the leftovers.
It's the leftovers.
And it's and the best foods to heat up too, which is why I think it makes leftovers the greatest.
Yes.
I had this moment of Thanksgiving I got to tell you about, and it stayed with me the whole time. It happened on, I don't know, I think it happened on Thursday, on Thanksgiving morning. I'm not sure. But here's what happened. So my nephew and I were doing, we drove off to do something, probably pick up food or something, and we were coming back, and in my neighborhood, it was not a busy street, but there was a golden doodle, like, you know, those big, beautiful golden doodles, and it was running around the street by itself. It wasn't a busy street, but it was just kind of like walking around by itself without a leash or a collar. And I was like, why does this always happen to us? You know, but it must be somebody's pet. Let's just get it. And then we'll call the owners. So I pull over on the side of the road, and golden doodle people, I think are people that own golden doodles. I think are beyond, like, my sister has a golden doodle and she treats them better than she treats her children.
Right.
But my sister's also strange. Like, she spoon feeds her dog. She talks to him like she'll be having a conversation with me, and then she'll look over at her dog and go, I know, I'll be right there. Like that. Like, she's like that. Right? So this golden dude was walking around the street, and I'm driving my car, and I pull over, and I go, oh, my God. And I open up the door to my car, and I'm hoping it'll just climb in the back. Because it's not a busy street, but I still don't want it to get run over, right? So the dog comes over to me and starts sniffing. I'm like, hey, and I'm looking for like some sort of wrapper or something. Oh, yeah, because I had just had Starbucks and I had an egg thing. And I'm like, taking the wrapper, the egg thing, get the car. And this woman walks out from across the street. She's got her pajamas on and a robe. And she sees the dog. And she calls the dog over. And she like looks at the dog and she says this to the dog, Oliver William.
I just got him in the middle. He just got in trouble.
That's great.
She yells at Oliver William like it's a child that got in trouble. And Oliver William looks up and she goes, get inside. And Oliver William goes inside. And I'm looking and I said to my nephew, I'm like, you golden doodle people, a whole new type of people.
That dog's got a first and middle name.
Yeah. And then we go home and I tell my sister and she's like, uh-huh. I'm like, the dog's name was Oliver Williams. She goes, yeah, I know. Like it was like not a thing to her that it had a first middle name. But like her dog's name was just Ginger. But anyway, I was just
Marie.
It was just such a thing, man. It's so weird. So anyway, last night I gotta tell you guys, I stayed up last night watching that Marvel movie called Shang-Chi, the Ten Rings. Or
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I also watched True Story, Peyton. Right? Yeah, that's the Kevin Hart TV show. It's a series, 7 episodes. Kyle, how far are you?
I'm on episode 3.
Is it good, huh?
It's really good. The first episode, I was like, it is a little, like, I thought it was a little slow. But then, like, second and third episode, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is really good.
It's a roller coaster of a show. Have you seen it yet, Rich?
No. I saw it was number 1 on Netflix.
It's freaking phenomenal. I saw it the first day that came out, and I thought, what is this about? Without knowing anything, because it's Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's the star, and it's a hard concept to sell when I sell it to you because he's Kevin Hart, who's from Philadelphia, plays a comedian from Philadelphia who is more successful, I think, than Kevin Hart, right?
Yeah, like at first when I started watching it, I was like, is he playing himself? Yeah, he's not. Right. He's not playing himself.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a little. So well done. And then there's murders and there's stuff. And it's not a comedy.
Not a comedy.
But my gosh. But I will tell you this. Let me tell you this. As soon as it happened, as soon as whatever happens in episode 1, I predicted the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, right.
I did. You asked my sister and my wife. As soon as I said it right there, I go, here's what I think is going to happen. Boom. And I was 100% right.
I have a theory.
Right.
I'm pretty good with that stuff. And it caught me off guard. I was like, what?
I have a theory after the third episode. But I'll have to run it by you guys. But then I don't want you to give it away.
I nailed it.
Because I am going to finish.
I nailed it in seconds. Except for the very, 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 the very, very, very end. there's like twists.
Kevin Hart's acting in one of the very last scenes.
But this movie is intense. Like, if you miss the stress from Breaking Bad,
really?
There's a stress from Breaking Bad. Yeah. It's like that. Like, there's the stress, right? Because, you know, you're like... Mm-hmm. You're like, what? Oh, my God. Why did he do that? And then you're like, oh, how do you live like that? And then the next scene. And then the next scene. And it's just like, it's a fantastic show. Yeah, yeah.
I think I would have started it sooner, but I was busy watching Selling Sunset.
Oh, my God. My wife.
The new season is out, and I am one episode away from finishing it. It's so good.
My wife's like, I don't know what to do. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, Selling Sunset's out. I don't know if I should watch all now or wait till Christmas break.
Don't wait.
And I watched a commercial. I watched a teaser for it, and I'm like, well, it looks like, boy, that Chrishell. I didn't know it. She went through a divorce, and her parents died? Like, when that's when she does the teaser for it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang.
That's and she is coming out on top, my friend.
Didn't they come out with a new, like, reboot of Selling Sunset, but it's, like, an all-black women?
Oh, I don't know if they did. I want to watch it, because it's... On Netflix? Oh, excellent. I'm definitely going to look that
up. Are they getting into Chrishell dating one of the Oppenheim guys?
I don't think that's this season. I think that's maybe next season.
She is dating one of those two guys?
Yeah. I can't tell which one because they look very similar.
I think it's Jason, but
Well, what about it?
Wasn't this season.
Did you watch Dexter?
No. No, I watched Selling Sunset.
Oh, I know, but I
figured... The entire thing and True Story. That was a lot of TV for one weekend for me.
Well, Dexter is phenomenal. Dexter is an incredible episode of Dexter. That was great. Also, I watched Hawkeye, too, if you guys watch that, the Disney thing, which is another Marvel Universe thing, which the Hawkeye thing was a little bit on the silly side, especially when you think Hawkeye and the Avengers, like, saves the world and fights monsters, and now he's fighting a bunch of guys in tracksuits.
I hope he wins. If he's against tracksuit guys.
It's a little different. It's cute. I would say Hawkeye's cute. Anyway, it's John Jay and Rich.
You've got our number, 877-937-1047. So use it, John Jay and Rich.
What were you saying, Rich, about Christmas Eve, Black Friday? Or no, it's Cyber Monday today. What do you got for Christmas
Monday.
Steve?
Cyber Monday. Yeah, if you go to johnjayandrich.com, the two Christmas books that I wrote, the kids' books, one is called The Tale of Christmas Steve, and Christmas Steve Meets Christmas Carol, 20% off. And also, when you buy one today, we donate one. So you get one for yourself. We mail right to you, and it'll get to you in a few days. And then the other one, we can donate wherever you want.
So... how would it sound if Billie Eilish sang the Friends theme song? This woman, she decided to figure that out, and she put it together, and she really does sound like Billie Eilish singing the Friends theme song.
told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you. Like I've been there before, I'll be there for you. Cause you're there for me too.
Pretty good.
That was really cool. Yeah.
That could be a hit right now.
I know.
When she says, I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. I didn't know those were the words.
You didn't?
I'll be there for you when the rain starts. I'll be there for right. you when the rain starts. Anyway.
All this time.
It's definitely better than her James Bond theme. Her Friends theme.
Oh, I think you got to put. I think they got to put that out. That really good.
Right, but that's not.
It's not actually
that's
Billie
not Billie Eilish.
No,
though.
But somebody worked really hard on that. It sounds really good.
It is Cyber Monday, so if you got any good Cyber Monday deals, call us at 877-937-1047. I want to get into a stowaway. I want to get into a soldier surprising her family. Lots of stuff coming up next with John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
All right, so over the weekend, authorities in Miami, at the Miami International Airport, discovered a stowaway in the landing gear of a plane flying from Guatemala. The man was in a daze, but he was able to sit and talk to first responders. So this is an aviation expert talking about the risk of surviving inside the plane's landing gear. I think this is so crazy.
So you've got these four huge wheels and this massive landing gear right here. And when this landing gear retracts, probably less than a foot of space wide to really fit into. It's an incredibly narrow space where somebody's just going to be almost in the fetal position for 5.5 hours. You'd have to kind of be slumped over to survive. And if the plane hit any kind of turbulence, I mean, it'd be like riding a roller coaster without a seatbelt.
Isn't that nuts?
That's crazy.
I always like these kind of videos right here where this Army soldier surprised her family on Thanksgiving with a visit after being stationed in Kuwait for 2 years. This is the moment that Shanice Smith saw her mother for the first time in all these years. This is the mother's reaction. This is a surprise.
I was just surprised. She got me real well. I kept on asking, when are you coming home? When are you coming home? I thought that she was like in Kuwait.
We're always doing surprises. One like this, no. But we've always done surprises in the family.
Last Saturday, speaking of surprises, last Saturday, Rich and I took 500 kids in foster care to a big Christmas displayed, gave him food and presents, let him play roller coasters, all kinds of stuff. And I met this woman. This woman comes up to me. She says, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, well, you don't look familiar. And she's like, well, we only talked on the phone. And she was like, years ago, you guys did a thing for me. She goes, my son was stationed in Japan. And as soon as she said that, I go, I absolutely remember you. And it was the first time he'd been away from home. And he was stationed in Japan, and he had nothing. He had no friends, nothing. We sent him a whole bunch of stuff. And she said that he's still there, and she hadn't seen him yet. And he's coming home. And it's the first time in 4 years she hasn't seen
man.
Him. And he was coming home. And since then, she has adopted her niece. She's got a 2-year-old niece. And that's why she was there, because she's in foster care. And I was like, she goes, he's coming home for Christmas. And I was like, why didn't he surprise you? He should not have told her and then just come home. And she's like, well, maybe he is. I don't know. So hopefully we'll hear from her, because I want her to come on the air and tell that story too. She said that he makes cookies, and because we sent like a crock pot and everything to him, mm-hmm. that he makes all this food for everybody now with all the stuff we sent him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool.
I love that.
All right. This is a really cool thing, I thought. This is a sing-off between Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande. This is a preview for Jimmy Fallon's new show. It's called That's My Jam. And I just thought this was really cool.
It's awesome.
Because, I mean, I don't know if you really to compete, if you listen to the competition between Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande, I don't know who's better, but I really like the songs they sing. And I don't know who's who when I listen to it. I've only listened to it one time. I haven't seen it. I just listened to it. Of course, it starts off with Alanis Morissette. She's on fire right now. I rewatched that documentary with my niece.
Did you really?
It's so good. Anyway, here, check this out. Yeah, right?
You haven't watched the video?
No.
You got to watch it.
Amazing.
You got to watch it.
I got to tell you, if I was having them compete, I feel like Kelly Clarkson took it.
Oh, no way.
I do.
I don't know. When you hear Celine, when you hear Ariana do Celine, that's a hell of a note.
I know.
But I don't know how you judge either of them.
No, they
were both like perfection.
When you hear You Ought to Know from Kelly Clarkson, I'm like, that's pretty damn good. And then when you hear Ariana do Celine, that's when she's competing.
Do you know what the what is the show?
It's called That's My Jam. That's
I know, but is that what it is? It's like celebrities doing sing-offs? Because that's
it must
pretty cool.
be because. But after this episode, what else can you get that's going to compete with that?
Right.
You know, once you start getting people that are Dancing with the Stars level, who cares? Do you know what I mean?
Unless you get like, you know, Kanye and Drake.
Exactly.
Or something.
Exactly. But after this level of caliber of celebrity, what's next?
We'll just keep on doing Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande like the whole series.
I know.
I would be down.
I'm with you, Rich.
So if you adjust for inflation, what do you think is the most expensive music video ever made?
Thriller.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
No.
I don't know. I can't think of that.
I can tell you that after I tell you the first one, the next Madonna Express Yourself is up there. Die Another Day.
I have a guess.
And Bedtime Story by Madonna. Those are the next three most expensive videos. But what do you think?
I think Beyonce Lemonade, maybe?
Nope. Any guesses? Yes. Yes, Grant?
In the booth, say Michael Jackson Scream.
That is number one.
What made it cost so much?
Is it when they're in the space?
Probably their talent fees.
They basically built a spaceship, and then in the music video, he's smashing guitars, and they weren't prop guitars. They were actual Gibson Flying V guitars.
What?
One was like $2,000.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it is wild, but yeah, there was a special about basically all the stuff that made it so expensive, but it is wild.
Isn't that him and Janet Jackson? They're both in there?
Yeah, Janet Jackson has the second verse.
The things that Grant knows.
I know.
This is a song. Also, there's a band or there's a song called Something Like That by Tim McGraw. It's actually one of my favorite country songs of all time. Tim McGraw sings it, and I love this song. And I was able to interview Tim McGraw years ago, and I told him, I said, my favorite song of yours is Something Like That. And he said, I'm sorry.
Why?
Well, not me too, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. But now I think it's one of his biggest songs. I've seen him cover it on TikTok and tell people to sing with him on TikTok. But this punk band, they redid the song. From the ceiling, the sky made a perfect sunset. If that's the day I'll never forget, I had a barbecue sale, my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that men's
career. It's better. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a strong tan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And I'm hard, don't forget something like that. Way better.
All right. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
We won't leave you on read. We reply. Try us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, let's get us some entertainment news. What do you got, Kyle?
Kanye West spent Thanksgiving reflecting, and he did that by posting a really long, in his own words, a really long Thanksgiving prayer. It was 5 minutes long. I would say these are the highlights. Number one, he broke down the relationship between him and Kim, saying he is going to do everything he can to get them back together.
All I think about every day is how I get my family back together and how I heal the pain that I've caused. I take accountability for my actions. Let's start with A, alcohol. Drinking affected my health and the health of people around me because I already had a hair trigger temper and this just heightened it. B, episodes. I went into a manic episode in 2016 and I was placed under heavy medication, which my wife and family and fans have had to endure.
Some of those episodes were very public in which he brought up.
Let's go with politics here. Good Lord, my wife did not like me wearing the red hat. Being a good wife, she just wanted to protect me and our family. I made me and our family a target by not aligning with Hollywood's political stance, and that was hard for our marriage. Then I ran for president without proper preparation. I embarrassed my wife in the way that I presented information about our family during the one, and thank God, only press conference. All my dad had to say afterwards was, write your speech next time, son.
Pretty powerful right there. So end of the, I guess, whole long prayer, he basically talks about how he made mistakes and things. He did a lot of things that were not acceptable as a husband. And he said, look, if the enemy can separate Kim Ye, there's gonna be a lot of families out there that think separation's okay. But when God brings Kim Ye back together, and a lot of people are going to see that you can overcome mistakes and you can work through separation and bring your family back together.
Is she on that same page with him?
I don't know. She was seen out and about on more dates with, Pete Davidson. So we'll see what happens there. Adele, there was a story about Adele. There's been a million stories about Adele because they're promoting her album like crazy, right? So there's a million stories that come out about her. And last week, there's a story about how there is this journalist who had the chance to listen to her album before anybody else, before it was released, and interview her. And she flew all this way to go see him, and he didn't listen to the album, and so she walked out of the interview. That was the story last week. So the journalist has now come forward and kind of given his side of the story.
I flew to London to interview Adele, an unspeakable privilege. I made the terrible mistake of assuming we weren't to be given a preview copy of this album because our interview was airing before it was released. We landed in London. An email came through from Sony. It didn't mention Adele, but it did contain a link to her album. The genuine hand-on-heart truth is that I missed it by an absurd long margin, the most important email I've ever missed in my life.
Yeah, that stinks. He did go on to say Adele didn't walk out of the interview. In fact, the interview went almost a half an hour and they went over their time, but she was honest with him and saying, wow, like she did call him out at one point and he did have to say he did not listen to the album. And so for that, and the story that came out, knowing that she was like offended and hurt by it, he felt the need to say sorry.
By missing the album link, however I might try to justify it, I've insulted Adele. To Adele, I say, I'd never have knowingly disrespected you by deliberately not listening to your work. Adele, track 10, Hold On, in the bridge after the second chorus, you write that sometimes forgiveness is easiest in secret. I'm not expecting that forgiveness, but I do owe you an apology. I am so sorry.
I think he gets forgiven.
So do I.
I watched the video and I thought he said it in a kiddish way, like, oh, I didn't listen to it. Ha ha ha. That's how I felt. So that's why I don't feel like his apology was.
Oh, you saw the first interview.
I watched the interview.
But he said he got an email from Sony. It didn't say click here for Adele's album.
I think that's pretty understandable.
So do I. Like, if I got that email.
He probably gets a bunch of junk mail.
Heck, there's a good chance we got that email. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to click on it. If you say click here for Adele's email so you can interview her, I'm clicking on it.
Yeah, especially if during the interview and he didn't even know he got it. He's like, how about right. I haven't listened
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, yeah, forgive him. Forgive.
Forgive.
Peyton, what's the vibe for horoscopes today?
We're going to see what your week is going to be like.
All right, 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, Peyton, the vibe for horoscopes.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what your horoscope's going to be for the week.
What's your horoscope going to be for the week? Okay, we've got two Tauruses. We've got November and Jamie, so let's do both of them. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. So for Taurus, you guys have been looking forward to keeping yourselves motivated. However, you'll soon find yourself running on empty if you don't confront the past that you might be hiding from. So you don't really have to explore every pain you've ever endured, but it's important to face your demons so they'll end up finding you, whether they're welcome or not. So be on edge this week, okay?
Awesome. Peyton, why do I need to be on edge all the time?
I don't know, girl. That's a you problem, not a me problem.
Be on edge.
Oh, man. Well, happy birthday to Audrey Rich.
Oh, thank you. My kid Audrey's 16 today.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Audrey.
She's so pretty.
What's up, Audrey? Yes. She's very talented, too. Okay, well, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, bye. Bye, November. Thanks. Bye, Jamie. Let's go to Susanna. Susanna, she texted in. Good. I forget. You can always text us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. Good morning, Susanna.
Yes, great. I texted in. Good morning, everyone.
Capricorn.
Yes, Capricorn. You guys view the world in black and white so often that you might forget what the other colors look like. This has derived you from taking all parts of your experience to create your reality. So don't sabotage those dreams by watering down them with an I can't statement. Challenge it without losing your grounding and go full force this week.
Yay, just what I needed. Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. Let's go to Selena's. Hey, Selena.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Scorpio, this week is a drastic call to honor your own energy instead of avoiding those problems that have been coming up within you. So sleep in when you can. Call out for a mental health day if you need it. Prioritize taking care of your body and your mind before you don't really have a choice anymore.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Bye, Salinas. Okay, Virgo.
Virgo. This week, try to keep your ears open without offering many words. So this week, what challenges you to become more observant could alter not only how you proceed in life, but shift in the way that you feel about yourself. So a lot of self-love and kind of just zipping your trap before opening it.
I love it. I love it.
Stay to yourself this week, Virgos.
The self-love part? You like that part?
I love it. What do you got for Libra?
Yeah. Libra, you haven't shown many how advanced you are in some areas and what you're able to create. So don't shy away from taking the spotlight and be able to be how and show how proud you are for others to show what you're made of. This isn't about being self-centered. It's about respecting your raw talents. So show everybody.
Okay.
This week.
All right, guys, watch out.
Take that with a grain of salt, okay?
Right. What do you got for Pisces?
Yeah, Pisces, you might find yourself this week wrapping up loose ends within something that doesn't really serve you anymore. So you might be feeling the pull to retire from your past and find something more fulfilling. So be sure you have everything lined up before taking an emotional leap of faith.
That's like a lot for just a week.
Yeah, hey.
That's too much for 1 week.
That is a lot.
What do you got for Leo?
Yeah, Leo, you might be feeling your emotions being pulled towards the sky as you guys find new heights. So, however, this week, it's really crucial for you to explore what you wish to say instead of reacting on impulse. So remember that your emotions are valid and they must be explored.
All right, so if we didn't get to your sign, they're all posted at JohnJayAndRich.com. So on Saturday, this friend of mine, Nate Dogg, he's a dad on the basketball team that my son's on. He was in a group text and he was like, hey guys, anybody want to go to lunch on Saturday? And I really like this guy, right? And on the group text, a bunch of people were, you know, they're all doing their thing. And I sent him directly and I said, hey, I'll meet you for lunch. So I met him for lunch on Saturday or Sunday. No, I met him for lunch on Saturday. And it was a different part of town that I normally don't go in. And I thought I was close to where I go get a massage, but my massage place wasn't open. So I went to my Safari and I said, hey, is there a massage around me, right? And this thing popped up and it was called cuddling, right? So I'm like, that's, you know, I like to bring content to the show. So I thought, I wonder what this is exactly about. So I clicked on the website and they offered massage and all this stuff and they offered cuddling.
I've heard of that, but I thought that was like, they come to your hat, like a, not a business.
No, this so this is I click on the thing and it's 3 hours. And you go there and they cuddle you. And you just sit there and they cuddle you and they hold you and they cuddle you for 3 hours. And I can't think of anything more miserable than that.
Like, I feel like it would be awkward.
So awkward. Like, I don't want, like, if I'm lying in bed, sometimes my wife comes and she cuddles me, and then I'll, after a little bit, then I'll be like, okay.
You kind of like after a while. Like, even Scott and I, every night we cuddle a little bit, and then at one point we just like turn over. Yeah. Okay, good night.
Yeah.
See, I'm totally different. I'm a cuddle bug, and I'll be all in my boyfriend's personal space, but a stranger.
I know, that would be so weird.
So then, because I was on it on my website, on the website later, like, I think, like, yesterday, I was, I don't know what, I was watching TV, and I get on my phone, and all of a sudden all this cuddling stuff starts popping out of my phone. And now it pops up, male cuddling. Male on male cuddling. So I'm like, what? So I click on it again, and it's
Because I was like, what?
Because I thought, okay. So then it's like, you go, you're a guy, and you go, and you pay. I don't know how much it was, but you get 3 hours of a dude cuddling you. And it looks like, and it's non-sexual. It says very much it's non-sexual, but a guy, like, in your pajamas, he's hugging you, and you're in your pajamas. And you
At that point, just get a weight blanket. Like,
yeah.
If you really need that comfort.
But I'm like, what if the guy has bad breath or something? Right, he's like cuddling you, and you're like,
yeah. You will not tip on that.
Man, and then you're like, I'd be like, God, you should get out. I feel like this would be like to be like a prisoner. Like, you're a prisoner, and somebody's just like, oh God, stop.
Here's what you should do. I'm sure we're doing Secret Santa.
I'm going to get you a cuddle. I hope you're my guy.
And if you buy it today, I'm sure there's some Cyber Monday deals on cuddling going on. There gotta be.
That would be terrible. That's like a gag gift.
Now that I've said it out loud, I'm sure my phone is going crazy with cuddling apps popping up. Yeah. All right, Kyle, what do we need to know today?
Your deodorant could be making you sick. Explain next with John, Jay, and Rich.
Our full show packed into one beautiful podcast. Find John, Jay, and Rich on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
So over the weekend, I think one of the big headlines in the news was there is a new COVID-19 variant. Omicron is out there, right? And in that, like, what we've been through in the last year and a half, or however long, 10 years it feels like, it causes for concern. But the South African doctor who first alerted authorities to the presence of this new variant says it does cause unusual but mild symptoms. So to me, that's good news.
But mild.
Like your
butt.
Mild.
Unusual symptoms? What are those?
They said sore muscles for a day or two, not feeling well. This new variant doesn't have the loss of smell or taste.
Okay.
But you could have a slight cough. Those to me aren't really unusual.
No,
but
not at all.
Maybe unusual for COVID-19.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Those all sounded like things that were part of COVID-19 before, but yeah. So anywho, that's the deal with that so far. So a while back, you guys remember there was a bunch of sunscreens being recalled because they cause cancer. They have that stuff in them, benzene. Well, now that has also been found in some deodorants and antiperspirant sprays. So Procter & Gamble is now recalling 18 of its Old Spice and Secret aerosol antiperspirant sprays after that same cancer-causing chemical benzene was found in some of their products. You can head to their website to see if the deodorant you're using is one of those that is recalled. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I'm a Dove girl, so I don't have anything to worry about.
I used Secret, happy about but not that. The aerosol one. So now I'm going to have to look
spray.
Into the... Yeah, the spray.
Ooh.
Spray deodorant. Ch-ch-ch-ch. I always thought that was like only in the movies, you know.
Old movies. Yeah.
Well, I try to use one of those this week, and it's hard to use.
Spray, yeah,
that's what I use.
You do?
I have a spray.
Oh, it's hard to use.
You better look at the ingredients, my friend. Yeah, yeah, I know. I feel like it.
I feel like it gets on your shirt everywhere.
It's all wet.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Did they put that stuff in there so your armpits don't get sunburned? Is that?
I'm not really sure, but it's bad stuff. So make sure you check the ingredients and possibly the website, because maybe they're not the only ones that contain that. Dove might have it in their antiperspirant.
Please
too. So you gotta check those ingredients. It's good to know. So fans are freaking out because they're having trouble getting their Spider-Man No Way Home tickets. They went on sale midnight this morning, but then the AMC app crashed because there's so much interest in this, because with these pre-order tickets, like the first 86,000 people that got tickets were going to get this special exclusive Spider-Man NFT, and the app just could not handle all of the people. AMC said, hey, we're working on it, but when you do get on, if you do get on, you could experience 45-minute wait time to get your tickets. But they are working on it, and they did say, hey, this is a very good sign that, you know, people could be headed back to the movie theaters.
Did you see the commercial? There's a car, I think it's a Hyundai commercial with Spider-Man.
No.
Normally, when they make these movies and they have a commercial, it's almost like it's edited together, the commercial. But this is like freaking Tom Holland, and he sees his friend pull up, and he goes, hey! And he gets, ah, I need a ride. And he gets into the Hyundai, and they like drive off together.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like weird. Because normally it's like, I don't, like they made a Hyundai commercial. Spider-Man is in the Hyundai driving.
Well, there that's you go. Cool. Yeah. There you go. And that's three things you need to know.
John Jay and Rick.
Okay, let's do some stacks and hacks.
Stacks. Hacks. Stacks and hacks. John Jay and Rich.
I have some stacks and hacks information coming up that I think is perfect for Grant and Peyton. So pay attention, both of you, coming up. Anybody here doing Cyber Monday shopping? Only one in five under the age of 45 will do most of their holiday shopping today. One in 11 people over 45 will be doing it. Anyone here Cyber Monday?
I will, but I don't know. I don't like have anything in mind. Like, I'll just browse. And if I see something that's a good deal, I'll pounce on that. But I feel like I'm in a pretty good space gift-wise.
My son Dutch, he's gave me his Christmas list yesterday, and it's like all shoes. A lot, most of it is shoes. And he's like, on Black Friday, all these shoe stores were having 30% off. He was like, let's go here. Let's go here. He's looking for the Kobe Grinches. If anyone's got a deal, I know.
Fire.
I know.
I do know the Adidas website has everything 30% off.
But you can't get...
That's not Kobe.
You can't get Kobe Grinches. Like, you just can't go to Nike and get Kobe Grinches. You can't.
No, it's tough to find.
I know.
Good luck.
I know. In a new survey, the average person says they decide if they like a Christmas present within 14 seconds.
You less.
A poll found the perfect job would be 26 hours a week, pay $60,000 a year, offer 29 days of vacation, including your birthday, and have a 17-minute commute. Something to think about. Okay, now this is for Peyton and for you, Grant. Hold on, I'm specifically pull out the full article.
Okay.
Science has proven it. All cats are psychos. Even if you're a cat person, you can admit it. Cats can be psychos. And now it's officially been proven. Researchers conducted a study involving 2,000 cat owners where the owners were presented with 46 psychopathic behaviors. And they had to say how well each one described their pet. And, well, my cat torments their prey rather than killing it right away. My cat vocalizes loudly for no apparent reason. My cat is very excitable and goes into overdrive and becomes uncoordinated. Does that sound like your cat so far?
Yeah, I mean, I was playing fetch with my cat yesterday, and he was running into walls. He was on total, like, zoomies mode.
It's likely that all cats have an element of psychopathic behavior, as it would once have been helpful for their ancestors in terms of acquiring food, territory, and mating opportunities.
So that's probably why he woke me up early to eat this morning.
He's a psychopath.
He's biting my face.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Speaking of cats, someone posted a screenshot on Twitter that appears to show a Delta pilot sending a message to an air traffic control about a passenger who refused to stop breastfeeding her cat.
I saw that.
That's
weird.
That's so weird
and ouch. Like, cats' like, teeth are sharp.
And their tongue.
And it's gross. Like they're like sandpaper. Ew, gross.
What?
It's not okay to breastfeed your cat.
Bye, Grant.
Yeah. Get out.
Cut the walkie.
Canada just tapped into its strategic reserve of maple syrup to deal with supply issues to keep prices in check, just to let you know.
Taking care of their people.
Valid.
A 78-year-old guy in Florida went to the gym on Thanksgiving. He was sick of waiting for a woman to finish using the machine he wanted, so he sat on top of her. Now he's facing battery charges.
Dude. Well, yeah.
That would be so scary.
And weird. I'd be like, hello, sir, get off of me.
Online shopping on Black Friday dropped for the first time ever this year, $8.9 billion compared to $9 billion last year. Maybe because more people are waiting for Cyber Monday, which is today.
And everything's so expensive. Like, the deals weren't really that great.
You're right.
On Black Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, I had some good deals.
Oh, good. Because I want to get into your deals. I totally want, because my wife went Black Friday shopping, too. Mm-hmm. And she came home with some stuff. Walmart in Canada has pulled a dancing cactus toy, which apparently uses swear words and sings about doing cocaine in Polish.
Nice.
35-year-old woman in Florida was arrested last week after walking into a home, undressing herself before hugging and sitting on multiple people, including several who were 65 years or older.
What's with the sitting on people?
I don't know. Gotta stop that.
A 68-year-old man in the Philippines was seriously hurt when he went to take a selfie with a fake crocodile. Turned out it was a real crocodile, and it attacked him. And he was hospitalized with wounds and fractures to his arm and thigh.
That poor guy. Oh, that's so sad.
Real quick, because I know Joey Bradfish is a Seinfeld fan. They've released the top 20 best Seinfeld episodes. Any guesses what number one is? Number one. Anyone? Are you a Seinfeld fan? Anyone here? Joey, do you know what the number one Seinfeld episode is?
I'm gonna say the contest.
Nope. That's number six.
Is it the marine biologist one?
No, I like that one.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
No, it's the comeback. The jerk store called. They're out of you. All right. What do you got for life hacks, Rich?
Okay, so a few years ago, it was all the rage. Remember when everybody was buying Instapots and then nobody's used them since then because they're a little complicated?
I don't know what an Instapot is.
An Instapot.
It's a pressure cooker.
It's like a pressure cooker crock pot. Okay. So if you got one for Christmas last year and you still haven't used it, I'm going to give you the easiest thing that you can do to make an alcoholic beverage in your own Instapot. And this is as simple as it gets. You get some grape juice. You put it in your Instapot. You set it for yogurt. And then you will have your own wine in a matter of hours because of the way that it ferments the grapes. So you can make your own wine in your Instapot.
I wonder what that tastes like.
I will be the test dummy for that one.
I can't imagine it tastes very good.
Why? Grape juice is delicious.
But I don't know.
So is wine.
What's the yogurt setting do? It helps ferment the grapes. I don't know if you got to put yeast in it or anything, but that's it.
I stay tuned. I'm going to try it.
Okay. My sister made cranberries in her Instapot for Thanksgiving, and they were delicious.
Well, I'm sure, because she's...
So if you could do that...
Yeah, you can make your own wine.
You can definitely make your own wine.
The recipe's up at johnjanerich.com.
Don't be scared to make a phone call. We're all friends here. Call us, 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
I did yoga with my family on Friday after Thanksgiving, and the yoga teacher, she walked around the class. So there was 9 of us in the yoga class, right? So she walks around the class and she films us and then she sent me the video. So it's like, let's say a 13-second video of my family doing yoga. So I took it, posted it on my TikTok and immediately shut down, banned from TikTok.
Why?
You're shirtless.
It's my kids, I think, were shirtless. Oh. I think so. I hope it wasn't me. This is gross. You've been banned.
Ouch.
But it's like, so that was on Friday and I've been banned from TikTok since Friday. Is that terrible?
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
And I went on and read all the community guidelines and I read every single thing, and they're very strict. I mean, they protect kids, but it's like my kid. It's like there's kids working. We're working out, like it's, and we're with their parents. It's not like, I don't understand who the person is that's the TikTok guideline guy or girl, but they shut us down. I don't know how long I get shut down for. I'm still locked out today. You can follow me and you can see my videos. And when you go to my account, it gives you a warning. It'll say, this person has been blocked many times for community violating community guidelines. Anyway, Joey Bradfish is in the studio. And Nick, new guy Nick is in the studio. Could this disagreement between cast members be between you two? What happened, Joey?
It could be, and it is. Okay, so Thanksgiving, right? Not a big fan. Not a big fan of Thanksgiving because of the food. I don't really care for the food, especially the turkey. So a few years ago, I bought an oilless fryer per Kyle and Fug's suggestion.
The one we have. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oilless fryer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so first year I used it, it was great. And then for the next couple of years, I didn't use it because somebody else was cooking the turkey in my family. So this year we're like, oh, we should do that again. And so my wife, Chanel, and I were looking and we're looking and we're looking for this oilless fryer and we can't find it. And, you know, we sold some stuff this year, cleaned out the garage, that sort of thing. So I was like, maybe we sold it. I don't know. So I said, well, I can't cook the turkey this year. Let's just do it in the oven. And it was okay. And I'm looking on Instagram the next day after Thanksgiving. And what do I see on Instagram? New guy Nick holding up a turkey, a beautiful looking turkey, from my oilless fryer, which I just remembered we loaned him 1 or 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
So Nick just assumed he could keep my oilless fryer. You would think a friend would check, like, hey, you know, we're probably going to use this year, but I don't know if you want to use it.
Or give it back after you use it.
Or give it back.
Like, you don't want this in your house after you use it, right?
But no, he rubs it in my face on social media.
Like he tagged you?
No, he didn't. I even commented. I was like, is that my oilless fryer? And he did not confirm whether it was or not. But I know it is.
Guys, I know where his oilless fryer is. I know where it's at. Okay, so Joey leaves that comment, and my wife goes, did Joey know that we still have this? And I brought that fryer. So Joey loaned it to me last year for Thanksgiving. And then Christmas came, and I was like, hey, can I use your air fryer again for Christmas? And he said, yeah, I'm not using it. And then at the beginning of this year, I brought that air fryer in my car every day for a week. And I said, dude, you got to get this out of my car. Aww. And for 3 days. Oh. And then finally, I took it out of my car. Dude, you've been to my house like 11 times since I've cleaned the thing out. And then when Thanksgiving came and you're like, I'm going to Monica's and they're going to make the food. I was like, okay, well, I guess I can just use this again. That's
you
fine.
Didn't say anything about the fryer then.
No, I didn't say anything about
right,
the fryer then.
Right.
I have two kids at home. How am I supposed to remember your air fryer?
Hold on. I got to tell you, you said you brought it to the radio station. You said, dude, you got to come get this air fryer. I think that's wrong. You borrow the air fryer, you got to bring him the air fryer.
He brought it to him.
Yeah, but he said, you got to come get it in my car. That's not how...
This thing is huge. You wanted him to bring it upstairs?
I don't know what an air fryer looks like.
It's pretty big. It's called the Big Easy.
So it's
about 2.5 feet tall-ish. And then I would say the diameter is probably at least 2 feet.
But to say, dude, you got to come get this air fryer. Well,
because bringing it upstairs is like...
But still, I think you'd be like, hey, man, when are you leaving? Because like when that Rich has stuff for me, he's like, hey, when are you leaving? I'm going to go.
Yeah, so, thank now, you.
Let's
yeah.
go.
Thank you.
When are you leaving? Okay, I'm going to go bring my car around so I can transfer this.
Right.
It's not like, dude, you got to come get this air fryer.
You tell me like at 5 o'clock in the morning and then you leave.
Listen.
And don't tell me when you
listen. Listen, me caring for your air fryer for a year seems like a pretty friendly thing to do.
How was the turkey, by the way?
Oh, it was awesome.
The picture, because I saw Joey said to me last night, hilarious. It's hilarious knowing that it's his air fryer.
Yeah.
What's funny about the picture too is that like when you post on Instagram and you post like multiple photos or whatever, it like kind of crops yours on your own. In the original photo, Joey's air fryer is very clearly in the photo. And I was going to tag him in it, but then when it cropped him out, I was like, well, come see, come saw.
How much does an air fryer cost like that?
And
is it just for turkeys?
How much the Big Easy
no, you can do like chicken wings. You can do all kinds of stuff in it.
It's
not
amazing.
Like,
it's
you
not
like, miss like it
Dutch,
until you miss
Dutch
it.
My son Dutch has an air fryer. Made French fries the last time. It's like
it's
this
much
thing.
Bigger.
Oh, but it's for turkeys.
Well, it's
like a barrel.
Yeah, it's like a convection oven, and it's called an oilless fryer.
$160 right now.
$160.
Oh, that's a big ticket.
That's Cyber Monday.
This is it.
Hey Nick, why don't you buy one?
It's big. It just looks
bigger. Okay. So
sorry, Joey.
Are you going to return it or are you not going to return it?
I'll bring it to work. And
how about
he
you bring
has
it to his house?
Bring it to his house. He lives like 40 miles from me.
But you borrowed it. You got to.
I borrowed it when I was at his house. He's been at my house. Whatever. You guys are all the worst.
Want a bow on top of that.
All right. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Over Thanksgiving weekend. It was actually like one day, I think. One day, Kyle, what? I had like the Kyle spy cam.
Just so weird. Right. John Jay texted me. He's like, is everything okay with Daisy?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part.
And I was like, what? Yeah, everything's fine. Why? He's like, apparently she's at the vet. Is something wrong? And I'm like, no, we did just make a vet appointment to have her shots updated and get her yearly checkup, but why do you know that?
It was one of those things of like telephone, you know, that game of telephone where you whisper something to somebody and go through.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened was, I don't know where my wife was, but she gets a phone call from somebody that works for Love Pup, and that person that works for Love Pup got a phone call from our vet, AZ Pet Vet, which I think Kyle has. Uh-huh. And Kyle has a dog from Love Pup. So I don't know, you changed your appointment or made an appointment or something, and somehow Love Pup popped up on their screen, I guess, and they called. It was like just chain reaction.
It was very weird because, like, literally, you texted me like 10 minutes after I confirmed the appointment with them. So I was like, why would they call?
So Blake's like worried. Oh my gosh, Kyle's at the animal hospital. Something's wrong with Daisy. And I'm like, oh my God. Well, let me make sure she's okay. Then Kyle's like, oh no, everything's fine. I mean, and by the time I reached out to Kyle, Blake had already messaged me and said, oh, they were just confirming an appointment. I'm like, well, why are we part of her paperwork?
Right.
And then,
like, we're at dinner, and then we're leaving dinner. We probably left, like, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes. And then I get another text from John Deere. He's like, I see you're at Red Robin.
I got a message where someone goes, oh my God, I'm at Red Robin. I see Kyle and her family. I want to say hi, but I'm too shy. I'm like, go say hi. So I sent Kyle that message. Kyle's like, what the hell?
I was like, on one hand, I'm like, why does John Jay have to have GPS on me today? But then I'm like, hey, if anything were to happen, he would know. Right. John Jay knows the timeline of
his
day.
He's on top of it.
Right now, I'm like, I wonder if he's going to know we're doing Christmas at the Princess right now. I was waiting for the text for you later.
I saw the video of you guys there. And I was like, you know what's funny is I saw the video of you guys at Princess. I thought, is there a Red Robin by there? And I was like, did they go to a Red Robin by there? Or did you go to one by your house?
But randomly, I ran into Nick, his wife, Caitlin, and their whole family. And I got to meet baby Theo.
Oh.
First one. I got to hold him. They let him.
You got baby fever. You love those babies.
I know. It's bad. And every time I'm around a baby and Scott's around, he's like, no.
Yeah, he's cute. Move on. Look at the pretty lights.
So a week from today, Suzette will be back in the studio speaking of babies. And Peyton, you've been doing a great job filling in for her. Fantastic job. And speaking of you, so what is the hair situation?
Yeah, so on Black Friday, I decided to go get my hair done. Like, I got it trimmed. I got a silk press, which is basically like they just blow dry my hair and then straighten it for me and give me a little trim or whatever. So I'm like feeling myself. I'm walking out the salon. I'm like, ooh, I'm cute. My hair is all straight. Right. And then the next morning I had basketball practice, and normally I practice with the girls just to like get myself back into shape. And also it's like good for them to like go against me because, you know, I'm nice still. I'm still a little bit good. So I, you know, show them up a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going into practice. So if you know, like, I have naturally curly hair, really curly hair. So when it gets wet after I straighten it, it goes back to its natural state. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to scrimmage these girls and I'm gonna sweat, which makes my hair go curly at the roots. And so I'm like, I just spent 3 hours at the salon getting my hair done and I'm running with these girls. I'm so mad working out with them because I'm sweating my hair out. I was so upset. And I get in the car and I look at my hair and it's this big frizzy mess. And I was so upset. I wanted to cry. And I was like telling all these girls, I was like, this is your fault that I'm like this. And I was so upset. But yesterday I like sat down, got some patience and redid like the roots of my hair. But you guys, it's a process.
What do you have to do? I don't know.
You just have to like restraighten it.
Probably
at
like
the
really
root.
Little
yeah,
pieces.
Yeah, like
right?
A really small. And it's a really delicate process. And it's not good for your hair, but I did it anyways.
It does look really nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it's so long. The shrinkage is real, guys.
Yeah, you know? I know. It's really
money,
long.
You spend this money and all this time here knowing that once you start working out and sweating, it's going to go back to normal.
Well, yeah, I was planning on not practicing. Oh. And then they were like, we have a game on Tuesday. I was like, dang, I got to practice.
So if you do that to your hair and then you get in the shower.
It's back to curly. As soon as I take a shower and wash my hair, we're done for.
Oh.
So much effort.
Yeah. All right, so we are back from the holiday weekend, but we want to hear about yours. So did you have any drama happen at Thanksgiving? Did your life change since last Thursday? Call us, 877-937-1047. Text us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. Whose life's totally different, right? I mean, you have your whole family meeting for Thanksgiving, and someone says, hey, by the way, boom. Now your life's different. What happened? We'll talk to you next, John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Okay, whose life has totally changed since Thanksgiving? Ashley, you're on the air.
Hi. So, I'm out here in New Orleans, and I'm visiting my guy. We're in a long-distance relationship. And I met his family and all that. Well, then we get an Airbnb. And the third night we're here, we break the bed. The entire bed is just completely unusable. Only one of us can sleep on it now. And it happened at like 4 in the morning, something like that. So he's thinking the guy who owns the Airbnb, his house is right next door. So he's like, I'm sure he heard it. The whole time I'm mad because that's $350 I just had to spend on a bed that's not even mine. I can't bring it home with me.
So were you guys like doing it and that's why it broke?
Yeah, and we were like, instead of being at the foot of the bed, he wanted to be on the side of the bed. Why are we on the side of the bed? We are too big for that. So he's on the side of the bed, and I hear a crack, and I'm like, what's that? He's like, that's just the bed. And I'm like, well, what if it's my phone? Why didn't I say get up, whatever he said, it could be the bed? Because then it cracked. Right, it broke right under me. I fell, and he had to catch me, and then he slept on the floor, and I slept in the bed.
It sounded like you had a good time.
I didn't even sleep in the bed last night. It was good for me until the bed broke. Now he's like, well, I'm upset. I didn't get to do what I needed to do. I'm like, well, the bed.
So you felt good. He did. And nobody got hurt? Nobody got hurt during your lovemaking?
No, nobody got hurt. My feelings got hurt. My wallet got hurt, but
You got to check that out before you start, you know, doing extracurricular activities. You got to jump on that a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. You got to, like, put, like, a piece of wood, like, plank underneath it so at least the guy doesn't find out that you broke it and that the next time somebody comes in and starts doing their business, then they break it and they have to pay the
$350. Oh, it was a big break, though. Like, it was just completely, like, separated. I sent a picture of it to my friend. She's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. And she's laughing. She's like, you'll laugh about it in the future. I'm like, in the future? I'm worried about now. I got to make that $350 back. I can't do it. I need sleep.
How bad is the picture? Can we have it? Can we post it?
Yeah, I can send it to y'all.
Yeah, send it to us. We got to see this.
Do you leave a bad review for the Airbnb because they don't have a bed that can stand up to your needs?
He wants me to, but he's like, well, they places like this have insurance. I'm like, this is a small business. He doesn't have insurance like that. He's still got to come out of pocket. That caused an argument, so that made the night even worse. And I'm like, it's still a good spot. And he's like, yeah, but that bed should have been able to handle that. And I'm like, but it's wood. It's not metal like regular metal bed frames.
It's all wood.
Yeah, I've never broken a bed before. Never in my life have I ever broken a bed. Until two nights ago.
Well, I wish I could say the same.
On vacation.
I broke mine yesterday, and all I did was lay in it. I got it, and it went like this. I laid in it, and it went like, and I was like,
oh
damn.
God, no.
I know. I got to start my diet today.
Well, were you doing it whenever you broke it?
No, I just laid it by myself. I was going to take a nap around 2 o'clock.
That's the problem. You should have waited till 11 to take a nap.
I know. Anyway, thank you, Ashley. You sent us that picture. Hold on the line, okay? Hold on, because we want to see that picture.
Okay.
John Jay and Rich. Since Thanksgiving, how did your life change since Thanksgiving? Mine is changing right now. My trainer, Chuck, you know, who I've kind of like not really trained. I just kind of go and he trains.
You just hang out.
Yeah, and then like I actually went on Saturday. I took my whole family there and everybody worked out but me.
Because you were just filming everyone.
I was filming them. I was trying to annoy my sister the whole time that she was there. So Chuck, I told him, I go, after Thanksgiving, I'm going to focus. After Thanksgiving. So on Saturday, he was like, let's work out. I'm like, no, I didn't mean like Saturday after Thanksgiving. I mean, like, you know, like Monday, like today, right? So he texted me this morning. He goes, see you at 2. Be ready to work.
What?
And I gave him a thumbs up. And he's like, goal is to get 16 workouts with me for at least 30 minutes of continuous exercise by December 31st. Very attainable goal. And I'm like, that is so adorable, Chuck. Anyway, how has your life changed since Thanksgiving? Tierra, hello.
Hello.
How's your life changed?
Well, we had 2 working cars, and now we have 1 crashed car and 1 broken car.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, one of them, and the sad thing, it was technically our fault. We failed to yield at a stop sign, I guess, even though we stopped at it for like 3 stinking minutes, but had a car in our blind spot and got totally like T-boned. Mm. And then our other one, we went to go be good people and go to church for the day after Thanksgiving, and it just wouldn't work. So now we have 1 working car that has a giant, huge dent in the side.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah, that was the great part. Everyone's okay, but we've decided our car's cursed because it got rolled like 8 months ago. But it's also indestructible because it won't break down.
Yeah, that's good.
So we think we're going to sell it. We're done with the accidents. We're blaming it on the car, not our driving capabilities.
If it rolled and it's still going, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't even know it rolled. Like, we were able to get all the dings out. No scratch paint. It dinged, like, all four sides, too. So I don't know.
Impressive.
But, yeah, now we have dings again. There's no way to fix this when our whole door's caved in.
That's a bummer. Well, thanks for sharing the story with us.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too. Did you get your rims fixed, Kyle?
No. I'm going to text today. But it was funny because you had given me the number because I scratched two of them. And I hadn't called. And then on Wednesday, I was like running around trying to get stuff ready for like Thanksgiving. And I scratched another one.
So you have three?
Like, really bad.
Three rims.
Like the worst out of all of them. And so I figured that's why I hadn't texted yet. Because the universe knew I was going to ruin another one.
Why don't you just scratch the other one that's remaining and they'll all match again?
Nah. Yeah. Well, I don't want to do that. Scott already gave me the look of shame. I was going to try not to tell him, right? And just like, he knew I would have to get him fixed anyway. So if the guy came, he wouldn't question it and he could just not know. And then I could just fix the other three. But then I felt like I was hiding something from him. So I'm like, so a thing happened today again.
You get to the point where you don't want to park anywhere near the cement.
This wasn't even parking. I was getting into a turn lane and there was like, okay, so you know when you're trying to get in a turn lane and then someone in the non-turn lane, it's like backed up, but you think you can squeeze through.
Sure. Oh yeah.
I was squeezing through and I guess I couldn't squeeze through. So,
ouch.
It's all good.
So I was telling you about Chuck, my trainer, how I got to start working out with him, but it's like, to me, it's not really the working out. I think it's all diet for me. So I decided to weigh myself on, I think it was on Thanksgiving. It might've been Friday after Thanksgiving. Yeah, I think it was Friday. So, like, I haven't weighed myself in months, right? And I know where, like, the what numbers are bad for me, right? And surprisingly, I mean, I'm up, but I'm not, like, where I thought I would be like, oh, God. Like, I'm at a very doable weight where I could lose weight. Like, I can't currently wear any of my jeans.
Okay. You know? All so, right,
like,
that's, you know.
I can only do sweats. But I'm at a place where I can drop some weight. And, like, I'm not, you know, like, I thought I was 20 pounds heavier than I am.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So I'm good.
So it's like you've already lost 20 pounds.
Yeah. I'm ahead of the game already.
Right.
So does that mentally give you that, you feel like you could just gain the 20 pounds?
And no, I don't want to gain the 20 pounds. Because if I was 20 pounds heavier than if I was where I thought I was, I'd be very depressed. But I'm at a place where with my trainer, Chuck, I've weighed this much before. And I was like, oh, it sucks. And I know where I'm at right now. I can easily get down to where I need to be, which I need to be 40 pounds lighter. So I have a diet pill and I have it in my pocket right now. And I'm debating whether or not I should take it or not because I just don't know. You know, diet pill is such a serious commitment.
But when I feel like out of anyone I've ever known, like when you decide you're sticking to like a healthy eating plan, like you do not stray. Like,
I know.
You have incredible willpower.
But I have to get past a certain amount of days for the willpower to be unbreakable. Like yesterday, I'm starting to eat healthy on Sunday. And my wife's like, let's go to Prep and Pastry. I don't know if you guys have ever been before. It's freaking amazing.
No, but I did see your stories and it makes me want to go there.
Yeah. So I order a nice healthy bowl and then all of a sudden, do you want to try our peanut butter and jelly? Yes. So I got that. Plus, I tried to get all my favorite foods out of the way. I hit all my Sonoran dogs.
Okay.
Yum.
Yeah, I hit everything. There's not one thing. I can't think of any food.
Uno's tacos? Did you hit Uno's tacos?
No, but I didn't go there, but I had
tacos.
I had tacos.
Okay.
I had four meals in a row. They were all Mexican food.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think lots of people are probably starting to diet. I don't know. It's John, Dean, Rich.
Nervous about being on the air? Then text us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, so real quick, got to talk about this because Disney Plus has this Beatles documentary, right? And it's really, really, really long. And I get the Beatles. I'm not a fan of the Beatles. Let me rephrase that. Beatles supposed to be like one of the greatest bands of all time.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay. And it's, I feel like I know almost all their songs.
Yeah, you've for sure heard of them.
They've been around mm-hmm. forever, right?
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going out of my way. Like, if the Beatles reunited and they were all alive and they came to tour, I wouldn't go. Whatever. Like, I don't, they're just whatever. But I get it, kind of. So there's a special on that this guy that did The Lord of the Rings puts together this movie, found this footage or whatever. So I put it on and I start watching it. And it's pretty cool because they're like, it's like really good footage. And it's like watching Paul McCartney at like the age of 27 and the band, and they're hanging out and they're like writing music and playing. And they're like, you want a sandwich? And he's like, what kind of sandwich? He's like, it's turkey. You want some turkey? Like these guys that wrote these legendary songs. Right? I mean, it's chit-chat. It's like useless chit-chat, right?
Yeah, yeah. I watched all 6 hours. I was deeply compelled.
It's 6 hours?
It's six
I watched,
hours.
I watched half an hour of it, and I was
yeah.
done.
Yeah, I mean, it gets pretty, and they get stoned a lot. And you see them waste, you know how sometimes, like, let's say we do a photo shoot, and we waste a lot of time before we get to what we're doing? They're trying to record an album. And they waste entire days. You see them stoned, just messing around. And then the next day...
I mean, it worked for them.
Right. And then the next day, Paul comes in. He's like, hey, I was thinking of the song last night. He's got, like, Let It Be done. It's already done. Like, he comes in and just plays it's ready to go. So when you see, like, they just pull songs out of nowhere, and they're songs that you've heard your whole life, and it just came up in that 2 weeks of them screwing around.
In that video footage, right? That's where they came up with the songs. Yeah. Like
this one. The long and boring show that makes people snore. I can't stand being here.
That's how I felt watching it. I was like, oh my God, how is this on Disney?
So you liked the Alanis Morissette documentary?
The Alanis Morissette documentary, I watched it again with my niece. It's so good. I can't believe you guys haven't watched it yet.
I think they need a 40-minute version of the Beatles one, and you would be like, oh, that's really cool. But the fact that they had 70 hours of video that they thought, well, we're just going to really pare this down, and it's still 6 hours, is too long. But the coolest part is when they sneak a microphone into a lunch with just John and Paul. They went to go talk about the band because one of the guys left. So it's John Lennon, Paul McCartney having lunch, and John Lennon's like, I don't like bringing songs to you because I'm intimidated by you. Like, when you hear that kind of stuff, it's really cool.
Well, if you're on the Disney app, I would recommend anything other than that on the Disney app. Or go to Netflix and watch True Story with Kevin Hart. All right, Black Friday was Friday. My wife went shopping. I'm going to tell you what she got, but also Peyton went shopping on Black Friday. 877-937-1047. Did you get any Black Friday deals? Today's Cyber Monday. What's going on Cyber Monday? Do you have any Cyber Monday deals? Rich has a special Cyber Monday deal, but maybe you own a company, you got a deal today, let us know.
I'll be shocked if there's any really good ones, because I feel like this year the deals are kind of meh.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I think, too. 877-937-1047. Want to hear about your Black Friday experience or your Cyber Monday experience? John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Hey, Kaylee. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
I called you 4 years ago when I was getting ready to go in and have my boob chopped off. Do you remember?
No. I don't know. You got any more details?
I called you guys right before my surgery, and I call you every year to let you know, and I just had my 4-year checkup, and I'm still a uniboober, and everything's good.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. Yay. I'm assuming you did this to prevent cancer?
I did it to prevent... No, I thought it would be fun to just have one.
Okay. Well, you never know. Okay. Well, we're glad you're healthy.
So, no, I did it to prevent cancer. I had a 3D mammogram, which I would recommend for everybody because it probably would have not been caught so early had we done a regular one. So the 3D is the way to go, and caught it early. I just decided to not go through a bunch of crap, and I had it chopped off and went on about my life.
Good for you.
So, yeah, so I'm just happy. I've made it 4 years now, so yay, I wanted to... call and share, and all of you girls, go get your boobs checked.
3D style.
Well, and guys too, not just girls.
That's
everybody.
True. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kaylee. Well, thank you. We'll talk to you. Hopefully, we'll talk to you before next year, but you call us every year.
Yes, I will.
All right, have a great day.
Love you guys.
You too. All right, Ashley, Black Friday deals. What'd you get? Ashley.
Good morning.
Hi.
So the Black Friday deals, I don't know if anybody on the show bakes or if they know someone who bakes. John Jay, this, I know it's not going to relate to you, but the Staub cookware, the bakeware, that's normally like $400 for like a baking dish.
What?
Was half off.
Wait, nice. Wait. Why would a baking dish be $400 anyway? What does it do different?
It is like the Ferrari of baking dishes, I guess. I don't know. I don't personally cook, but I have a very close family friend who cooks. And so, anyway, I was looking on the website to get something for her for the holidays. And it was 50% off. I've never seen this cookware on sale, ever.
What is it called again?
It's Staub. It's Staub. But I might be mispronouncing it because I don't know, because I don't cook.
I'm pretty sure my mom has, like, the actual cooking ware. And for Thanksgiving, I was doing the sausage for the stuffing. And I was like, this is the best pan ever. And she was like, this is a $250 pan. Oh, I was like, what? I want one of these for Christmas. Yes.
I honestly didn't even know there was such a category.
Oh, guys. I was like, did you put oil in here? Gosh. She was like, no, it's just a sausage. I was like, this is amazing.
Wow.
All my bakeware comes from Ace Hardware. Not the same?
No. Well, thank you very much.
They've got some Cyber Monday deals, too, like a set of two ceramic baker's pans, normally $129, only $49.96 right now.
And they have, like, the little thing where you can put the what's those things called that you... The wooden spoon that you can
chopsticks.
Like, no, not chopsticks.
The whisk.
The actual wooden spoon that you can put on the thing and has a little hole so it fits perfectly so you don't have to put it on the counter.
Yeah, most pots have those.
No, this one's legit, Rich. This one's
the kind
legit.
Of wooden spoon like my mom would hit me with?
Yeah.
These do
All right,
look
Ashley,
amazing.
Thank you. Just to let you know how much I don't know about cooking, we had dinner last night. I barbecued some steaks and we sat down to have dinner. We had these steak knives. And I said to my wife, I go, oh, did we get new steak knives? And she goes, yeah, for our wedding. I was like, what are you talking about? These are wedding gifts. I'm like, okay, well, never seen these before. Maria, what'd you get for Black Friday? Oh, great. You're talking to Maria?
Yeah.
Oh, he's having a good time back there talking to Maria.
Look at how happy.
Right. So my wife, she went with my sister. She's like, do you care if we go shopping? And I don't care. But she kept like she goes, she'd been kind of looking for suitcases for a while. And she was at Ross. I think she was at Ross. Would it make sense that they have suitcases?
Ross has them. TJ Maxx has them.
Okay, so she was at Ross. Maybe either one of them. I remember her saying she was at Ross. And she sends me these pictures of these suitcases. And I was like, they were like the same kind of suitcases. Ones were purple, ones were green. And I was like, I don't care. Do we need suitcases? And she was like, yeah, we need suitcases. So we got suitcases, and I don't even know how much suitcases are. I remember one time we went to a place where I know Rich told me to go to this one place, and those suitcases were obscenely expensive.
They're the Straub of suitcases.
Yeah. So, but these suitcases were like $100. So we got purple suitcases.
That's cute. Yeah. That's fun.
What did you do for Black Friday, Peyton?
So I went Black Friday shopping without meaning to go Black Friday shopping. I coach a girls' varsity basketball team, and for home games, we have to get dressed up. So I was like, Mom, I need cute outfits so I can look cute on the sidelines. You know what I mean? So we went to Black Friday, and it wasn't crowded, like, at all. And I was very surprised. So we went to Old Navy, and I got some really cute stuff. I got these really cute jeans for $11.97.
Score.
And then I went to this little, like, boutique place. It's called Francesca's, and it was 50% off all clothing items. So I got these, like, cute faux, like, leather green pants. And, oh, I'm so excited.
So you're going to be all decked out on the...
Oh, I'm going to look so cute. I got these, like, knee-high boots. They were $200. And we got them for $50 at Macy's. I was so happy. But we didn't go... Like, so I got like a shopping spree before Christmas.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Did you see, I was telling Rich about this. There was news cameras that were trying to capture, you know how Walmart opens the doors, people go running in like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the footage of, I think it was in England or somewhere, they opened the doors, they were ready to, all the news anchors or the news people ready to capture all the people, and just one guy came walking in. They're like, Black Friday is what it used to be.
Well, because everybody does it online now.
I know. All right, so we got the John Jane Rich drunk dial line. We got a lot of drunk voicemail messages from over the weekend. We'll get to those next, John Jane Rich.
Find John Jane Rich on demand on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I am freezing in here. It's freezing.
Welcome to our life.
All right. We got some drunk dials from over the weekend. 602-888-1933 is our number.
Peyton, I'm going to do what you're doing. I'm having chili dogs and cheese fries and guac and chips. All right. Oh, and Kyle, I just heard that the Dollar Tree is raising their prices. There will be the $1.25 tree in the future. All right. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
I love that. Chili dogs on Thanksgiving are the best.
They do sound delicious.
So good.
I have to say, the dollar store thing, like when I first heard that, I'm like, really? Because I'm a big fan of the dollar store. So I shop there all the time. And I'm like, this is crap. But then I'm like, I mean, it's only $1.25.
Mm-hmm. That's what they want you to think.
Right, but that adds up.
Like, it does.
Four items, that's an extra dollar to your tab.
It definitely does. But like, there's like the Family Dollar, and some of their stuff is like $3 or $5, right. You know. So
the
it's like
CEO makes $10 million a year.
At Dollar Tree.
The wow. CEO, Suzette's mom works there.
Yeah,
or she used to. I don't know if she still does. Yeah.
And is everything a dollar going to be? Everything is a dollar ish. Is that what they're going
to
do?
I feel like they need to change the sign.
Happy Thanksgiving, John J. Rich, Kyle, Suzette, new guy Nick, Grant, and Joey Bradfish. I'm watching The Bachelorette right now, and it's kind of sad because I already know who's going to win, and everybody else is great. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Okay, bye.
Who wins? Is that?
I don't know which season she's watching.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, guys, I just want to talk about the biggest misconception in the whole f-ing world. Jack in the Box tacos are not made out of soy. So if you want to find that, prove it, show me. Let me know.
I didn't know they're made out of soy.
I will prove that statement.
That they're not made out of soy?
That they are.
They're made out of soy?
Totally.
Either way, they're delicious.
With ranch? Ugh, unreal.
Are they supposed to be soy?
I think that it's like a soy mixture.
How can you prove it?
Because I've looked up the ingredients one time. Because somebody told me that you can have Jack in the Box tacos vegan without the cheese. And I was like, oh, I don't think that's right. And then I looked it up. They're soy.
They're delicious.
They're phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. I took my sons there.
You have to have it with ranch, though.
I just eat them. I just shove them down.
Yeah, they're solid.
You gotta get
with
the
ketchup,
ranch.
Even.
I feel like they're overrated. I know that's an unpopular opinion.
I think it depends on what you're doing. I wouldn't have them at noon. They must be consumed after midnight.
Right.
Now you might be intoxicated at that.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I wanted to specify about something Peyton said, the Chick-fil-A being soaked in pickle juice, because my boyfriend doesn't believe me.
No.
And anyway, we love Chick-fil-A and I love
Prove it! And, prove it!
And I'm making him like you guys.
Prove it!
I will prove that one as well, because that is facts.
Wait, so, okay, say it again. What was soaked in pickle juice?
So, Chick-fil-A chicken, I don't think it's all their chicken. I think it's just their chicken nuggets and tenders, but they marinate them in pickle juice.
I would believe that. I would believe it. It tastes like it.
I feel like
I will prove the Jack in the Box, and I will prove the Chick-fil-A.
Wait, you mean so if you work at Chick-fil-A, you would know this? Then they probably marinate the chicken. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember how I told you I had Chick-fil-A for the first time last week.
Yeah,
I had it again, and it was delicious.
It is.
It's so good.
I feel like it's been voted America's favorite fast food for a few years now.
Here we go, Jack in the Box tacos, defatted soy grits.
I believe it. Oh. I've never had that before.
And textured vegetable protein, soy flour, caramel color.
So no actual meat.
It's delicious.
Boom. Interesting.
Told you.
I love grits.
Mic drop.
Right. Now we got to prove the Chick-fil-A thing.
Yes.
Right, we're going to play a game, too. We're going to play a game. We need a contestant. 877-937-1047. We need a contestant. We're going to play real or fake. We'll do it next. John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
All right. At some point, hey Grant.
Yeah.
At some point, we got to get into Bieber saving those girls'
lives.
The
Terps? The Terps? The Terp family?
Yes.
The Turpin?
You know what I'm talking about, Kyle? You know that story?
Yeah, you got to watch that 2020.
Don't think I do.
You do when I start to tell you a little bit about it. It's about the family. The family was... The parents kept
all the
kids.
Yeah, but I don't know how Justin Bieber is involved in that.
Justin Bieber's music helped this girl stay alive, and then she broke out.
Wow.
I started to watch on 2020 last night. It's on Hulu on 2020 with Diane Sawyer, and I just have to stop it because it's so awful.
I know. I read a big article about
that. The one when they're chained?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they have the footage of the cops coming in.
Oh.
But they tease it like, and how this superstar saved these children from this awful living situation.
Yeah, but I've heard they're still like struggling.
Yes, I know. It's terrible.
That's so sad.
So could you call him Justice Bieber?
You could. And speaking of horrible living situations, New Guy Nick is in the studio.
Oh, no.
What?
Ashley's our contestant in Real or Fake. Hello, Ashley.
Hello, guys. Good morning.
Nick is the host. Nick, how do we play this game?
Okay, guys. So in the spirit of Thanksgiving, this is Real or Fake Life Hacks Part 2.
Yay.
Fun.
Yay.
Because they're leftover from the last time I did it.
Oh, you're so clever.
So some of these life hacks are real. Some of them I've researched, and they're absolutely 100% correct. Some of them, however, are ones that I just made up. Your job is to guess which is which. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Here we go. John J. Van Ness. You know how the cuffs on your long sleeve shirts or sweatshirts, they'll stretch out. You wear them too much, or if you roll them up too much. The end of your sleeves kind of make you look like a monk, huh? Huh?
Mm-hmm. A wizard sleeve?
There's no hope for that elastic.
That's right here.
Right? Kyle?
Yeah, no.
Wrong!
Hope.
I learned this morning in my research that if you soak the ends of the sleeves in a combination of vinegar, sea salt, look at these sleeves, combination of vinegar, sea salt, and chamomile tea, there's a reaction that causes the elastic to shrink back to its former elasticity. You do have to be careful. The solution can dye your lighter color shirts a brownish shade because, again, of the tea. Real or fake, John Jay?
That seems like a lot of work. So I'm going to say that it's fake.
John Jay's on the board with 1 point.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Richard,
mm-hmm.
Do you have a garden?
I do not.
Rich, in your garden, do you have issues with rabbits or deer or other pesky rodents cramping your style?
Lots of rabbits in my backyard, that's
for sure. I know that. I know. I've been there. I look in your house every night. Are you worried those little bastards are going to ruin your dinner? Don't worry. All you need is a little bit of your hair. Okay, so when you shave your legs, just collect the hair, sprinkle it all over your garden, and it'll put the fear of God into those little stinkers. Real or fake? Life hack expert Rich Bear.
Wow, I've heard peppermint, I've heard Lysol, I've heard Listerine. I've not heard hair from the leg, so I'm going to say that is false, Nick.
Rich, that's incorrect. That is absolutely a true life hack.
Not the mama.
Fact.
Not the mama. Not the mama.
It makes sense.
It does?
How? Yeah,
because they smell your human. Mm-hmm. They smell the human smell presence.
It. Hairs are afraid of hairs.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And Rich, funny, I mean, Rich has got a lot of hair.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Keep body all your hair. Garden safe.
Body hair.
I take that as a compliment.
So I don't know. Pepe, this one's for you. I don't know a person that has a dog who doesn't have this problem, okay? So delivery driver, harmless enough, comes to the door, and bam, your dog goes bananas. Peyton, do you like music?
Sure.
You like the YouTube and the TikTok?
Yeah, I'm into it.
You rip-roaring rock and roll music. Well, here's the deal. Do you know that there is a single note that can keep your dog silent while the dreaded mailman comes to the door?
I didn't know that.
It's A flat. And if you need it quickly, have your Alexa turn on the chorus of Dashboard Confessionals, Screaming Infidelities, or the third verse of Eminem's The Real Slim Shady. Fido, calm down immediately. Real or fake, Peyton?
I'm going to say real, because I know that pitches and stuff like that, some people can't hear. So.
And you're wrong, Peyton.
What? Oh.
That is one I just made up.
Dang, that was so good, Nick.
Kylie? Kylie?
Uh-huh.
Putting up Chris's lights is a straight... Chris's? Putting up Chris's lights. Your friend Chris needs his lights up.
Okay.
It's a pain in the butt. So Christmas is what I was referring to. I can't believe that no one had actually thought of this before. The easiest way to put up lights is you go grab some PVC pipe, okay, and double-sided tape. Put the double-sided tape on one side, then tape the lights onto the pipe. Drill holes in the opposite side and use your regular hooks, and you can just literally just lift them from the bottom and they'll stick to that, to the house. Okay. It is not only safe and effective for putting your lights up, but for storage as well, because then you don't have to roll them up. You just put them right in.
I'm going to say fake, because there's no way there's a double sided tape that strong. It would fall off. Because
Kyle's
of
on the board.
Yeah.
Ooh. That is correct.
Okay, last one. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. I can't believe I have to say this, but you have to clean your cleaning supplies. That includes your sponges. The easiest way to do that, don't put them in your washing machine or let them, or just let them soak. You put them in the microwave, zap them for a bit. It'll kill all the odor causing bacteria and get you more use out of your sponge. Real or fake for the win?
I'm gonna say real for 1,000,000 points.
And she wins the game.
Yay!
I just did that yesterday.
All right, Ashley, hold on. We'll set you up. Kyle, what are you working on? Three things we need to know.
I'll tell you the odd reason Denny's has gone viral. Next, with John Jay and Rich.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
So the robots really are taking over. It's official. There is a TikTok video that has like a gajillion views right now. It's gone viral of someone going to a Denny's in California and they're getting served by a literal robot. They're like, not really sure how I feel about this. I guess I don't have to tip $12, but at the same time, I feel like this is not cool. And now a lot of people are saying they want to boycott Denny's and have threatened to walk out because they don't like the robots taking over people's jobs. I mean, it's hard enough, right? You got to pay your bills around here. Denny's actually responded because they've gotten such outrage from it and said, yeah, we've been testing this technology out for a couple of months now, so I'm glad you're just noticing, but we are still going to test it out.
So the robot comes up to your table and you order your food from the robot?
Brings you your food.
And then you're like, it's my birthday. Do I get a free meal today?
Is it a human robot?
I don't know what they look like. I didn't see the video yet, but like, yeah, robots. It's happening. They're taking over. So Merriam-Webster has officially announced their word of the year for 2021. Any guesses? It's a word you've heard a lot.
Vaxxed.
Close. Vaccine.
Oh, dang.
It's their word. I never get, like, there's a gajillion different, like, there. This is the word of the year. This is the word of the year.
Yeah, but vaccine's so already been a word.
It's the year. This year for Merriam-Webster, okay? So they are saying true love is having a joint bank account. Couples who have joint bank accounts are more likely to stay together, according to recent research. They actually found that those who did not pool their earnings and kept their finances separate were at far greater risk of ruining their relationship in fights over money, especially when times are hard. I don't know if that's relationship advice or whatever, but that's the research. Don't shoot the messenger. And that's three things you need to know.
Check out all our social media, John Jay and Rich.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.